Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
12th play of the drive. Williams, the block, McCaffrey, touchdown. And each quarterback with a touchdown pass on their first possession this afternoon in the Meadowlands.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, thanks to Kevin Harlan. And here it is. My man, 408. Steiny, do people realize how hard it is to win an NFL football game, no matter what record the opposing team is? And then right underneath it, how can 6-3 be a real 6-3 when you're playing that schedule? Looks like we've got a difference of opinion.
I'm done. I can't. I need a it ain't Motrin. Give me an Excedrin. I'll just tell you what, Steiny, man, you're being greedy. I mean, with everything this team's had to endure, 6-3, man, look around. Look what the Steelers did to Indianapolis. It was getting all the flowers. So the bottom line is what I always say, you want to get to the tournament. But what about the drive in the second half, Steiny? We talked about this running game, and we couldn't find it, or they couldn't find it against the Texans with Kittle back. But, man, to run the ball 8 straight times yesterday in the third quarter as you got into the New York Giants end zone is impressive. And what I like about it, Steiny, is, you know, I always talk about Kyle, and he gets too cute for school sometimes. But the bottom line is he went with what was working. And I know the Giants had given up 2 100-yard rushers to the Eagles in the same game a week before. But they ate. They ate on the ground yesterday, and the offensive line, I think that was one of their best performances. And, you know, that was businesslike. That was the suitcase game. You come in, you know, you handle your business, and you get on the plane, and you come home and take on the Rams. But I just can't get over, Steiny, and help me, that everything that's going wrong as far as bodies and who's not available and you losing your rookie – what looks like to hopefully it looks like it might be season ending to Mykael Williams, but it doesn't matter. You just keep going. And that's where they are now. And I don't know when the other shoe is going to drop, but they're 6-3. And I'm sorry, man, this is might be the most impressive 6-3 in the league right now.
I'd have to look at who else is 6-3, quite frankly. But a couple things here just to throw out, maybe get your thoughts on, and then we'll get into, you know, into it bit by bit. But anybody have an issue with Christian McCaffrey in the game with a minute and a half left?
Now, I'll tell you what.
I didn't. Okay. And I'll tell you why after ahead. You.
No, I was – I get it. And we saw it with Jaden Daniels last night, who looks like he might be done for the season. But the bottom line, Steiny, the thought hadn't crossed my mind. But if some Niner fans are going to call, like, Kyle, what are you doing because of what happened to Mykael? But haven't we learned Kyle's style? He doesn't get down like that.
I mean, to me, it shows you – I look at it as though he's looking at the game. And he's saying there's a minute and a half left. We need one first down. And if we need a first down, I got to go with the best guy to get it for me. Like he just, when you get a team down 10 with 2 minutes to go, like they're still worried. Coaches still are very, very worried. And I really think that's kind of the way Shanahan coaches anyway. But, you know, in light of what happened to Jaden Daniels, I did notice it at 1:30 left in the game. McCaffrey got his last carry, and I did say, And then I looked, and I'm like, well, it's only a 10-point game. Crazy stuff happened.
My boy 49er Frankie called while the game was going. He was ballistic about him being in there. But I'm like, I mean, what are you going to do? But I will say this, Donnie, about yesterday. Brian Robertson Jr., 5 rushes, 53 yards, average 10 yards. If, you know, for your mathematicians out there, 10.6 a carry. All I would say to this is there a way? Because McCaffrey's having an MVP-type season. That's how I feel. So when I bring up Robinson Jr., can you help me decipher? I want to see more of him without seeing less of McCaffrey, if that makes any sense.
I don't know how you do that.
The dude, I mean, he ain't an easy tackle, but I'm just saying, you know, you might have thought that might have been a game where his 5 carries could have been 10 carries if you were really thinking about, you know, that turf and somebody getting hurt. But guess what? Nothing happened outside of Mykael Williams getting injured. So can you really come down Kyle's road?
I mean, I think it's obvious what Shanahan's done the first half of the season, and that is he has tried to remake McCaffrey into the foundation of this offense, and he's catching now balls more than ever before. And then from McCaffrey, then that's when you start sprinkling the ball around. And I don't know if they're ever going to get fully healthy this year offensively. But that's the only time I would think that things could change a little bit. And even then, I don't think it's going to be drastic. I think this is McCaffrey's year until he can't go anymore. He's going to get 25 touches a game.
I think. 33 yesterday total.
And so I just think he's going to get a lot of touches from here on out. And Kyle Shanahan, I think, views it this way, that, you know, we are so undermanned and we have suffered so many injuries that we have got to ride our best player, and that's what he's doing.
Do you have any problem with me saying to you all, because this is what it looked like from my TV screen, the Samsung 75-inch LED, Steiny, Juwan Jennings looked healthy. I don't think I've seen – and when you saw, come on, Goo, he had 4 for 41, but he looked healthy. He looked spry. He didn't look like he was laboring. Your thoughts on what you saw from Juwan, who also got in the end zone?
This is where I have to say, yeah, they're playing the Giants. Mm. The Giants are missing 4 defensive backfield players. McCaffrey looked great. Jennings looked really good. Bourne, good again. Watkins got his got a tough catch. Yeah. Robinson looked good when he had the ball. So I just thought it was, you know, team effort and you called it a workmanlike. Yeah, I thought they punched the clock.
And the first drive, Steiny, 24 plays, 12 run, 12 passes.
Which one?
First half, go ahead. I'm in timeout. Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah. I need my glasses.
All right. Yeah, so do I.
You don't have yours?
No, I left them at home.
Oh, boy.
Remember?
Well, we'll get through it.
No, remember, I told you that before the show. You know that I said, go, this is going to be okay. Let me tell you how you always say, Steiny, I thought the game was over 17 times before the end of it. You know what I knew the game
was
over?
That's who I am, yeah.
I knew the game was over when the lone mistake that Mac Jones makes with the fumble that gives the ball to the Giants deep in the 49ers territory, and they don't get it.
Dude.
And they don't get anything out of it.
Yeah, no, I got you.
I mean, you've got to be kidding me. Yeah. If they go in 17-10, I don't think they win the game, but I think things change. And
are we coming down Kyle's road,
too? Gano misses a 45-yarder, and boom, now it's 17-7, and the 49ers have the ball. And they go down and get a field goal, and now it just sets up the second half where the Giants are essentially playing the whole half from 2 scores down.
I mean, I believe there was, 38 seconds left, Steiny? So yeah. The only thing I'll come down Kyle's road was your passing there. Was the risk worth the reward? You know, you only got 38 seconds left, and the Giants ran 4 plays, 3 plays, Steiny, and got no yards. So kudos to the defense, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, I got to tell you, the one thing I do think – and I know there's differences between being conservative and being risky or being aggressive, but at the end of halves, I do think Kyle Shanahan is ridiculously aggressive. Like, he'll use timeouts on defense to get his, to just give his offense a chance with 30 seconds left and one or no timeouts. Yeah. Like, I feel like that's the one thing he's very consistent at. He wants, you know, he'll try to get the ball back last, even if the other team is down at his end scoring. And then obviously, if they do have the ball on offense, they're going to try to push it no matter what if they have that last possession of the half. So I didn't have a huge problem with it, and I really didn't have a huge problem with it because it didn't end up costing the 49ers at all.
I'll give you that. And, again, I can't just forget the opening possession where New York just drove the ball down the field for a touchdown, Stoney. And at that juncture, you know, I'm just sitting here thinking, oh, my God, this is part two of what the Texans did. So, again, you know, I said it earlier, one first down the next five drives for the Giants. Saleh had his unit getting down, and they stopped the Giants. But I need you, Evan, and any listeners' help. That play before the half that culminated in the turnover, they called it a fumble. The ball never hit the ground. Why is that not an interception? I know his arm got hit, but the ball went up in the air. It's fielded by said defender. Isn't that – that's a pick.
Well, if his arm wasn't coming forward, then it's not a forward pass. So they must have realized – they must have determined that it was –
that's when he got hit, cocking.
When he was going back. So then it's just a loose ball that, like, it's like if a guy pops a fumble out of a ball carrier and it just lands in another guy's –
All right.
In a hand, you know, that's one of those where I'm sure Mac Jones is happy about it.
Yeah.
But
did you have a problem with the two fourth quarter touchdown drives by the Giants?
No.
I didn't either.
Couldn't care less.
I thought it was over, but, you know, obviously, the defense was the story of the day to me, and the run game and the play by the offensive line. Like, I still got to keep giving them kudos, man.
I can't.
I've been hard on them.
I can't fault the defense for giving up two late touchdowns, both of which were when you were up more than two scores. When you take into account how hurt this defense is.
Yeah. You're up 27-10.
I mean, I'm sorry. I don't care that they gave up a couple.
Running out of bodies.
I don't care that they gave up a couple late touchdowns because I'm looking at the score and that game was never in doubt. So,
do you think the 6-3 has him? When I say them, Kyle and Lynch, frisky, and you expect a move tomorrow, Stoney? Some type of move? Because you made a move last week to bring Keon White in. He plays about 20-30 plays. I'm wondering now that you lose Mykael Williams, if I'm correct, does that give you more incentive to go get somebody? Or somebody's.
Well, if they think I think now there's two things. I think when we were looking at a possible trade maybe earlier before all the injuries, we were thinking, is there a guy out there that could help push him over? I think now we're in a different situation. I think maybe they got to make a move or two just to survive the rest of the regular season. But if you're going to do that, you can't give up high picks. I just saw the Eagles got an outside linebacker from the Dolphins.
Yeah.
They gave up a third round pick. So,
that's,
you know,
pretty expensive though.
Philly clearly feels that they
got action.
Yeah.
But still, Trey Henderson out there, if you want a corner. Reek Woolen, who's not happy in Seattle. Alante Taylor, cornerback for the Saints. Jermaine Johnson, an edge rusher for the Jets. But I mean, Stoney, if I'm just asking you, I know you haven't been in Lynch's shoes, but you're 6-3, you know, and we talked about it last week with Willard and Dibbs doing the crossover. What do you owe the guys that are still healthy out here fighting? Do you owe them that chance to go try to bring in some reinforcements?
Yeah, sure. You just can't give up anything of value. I mean,
well, how do you get something in?
Exactly. And, I don't think the 49ers view themselves as a Super Bowl champion if they can go out and make a move. So I don't, to my way of thinking, I would acquire bodies to help get you through the regular season with marginal type draft picks, but I'm not sure I'm giving up anything too attractive unless it's a player that I really like and I'll be here for sure next year.
Mm.
So 888-957-9570 is the number.
6-3.
49er fans, how are we feeling about that game yesterday? You go into the Meadowlands, you win it decisively, and now you got the Rams, but you're 6-3. Still in third place in the division, but right now you'd be entrenched in the playoffs if they were to end today and the season's more than half over. So there's some good news out there if you're a 49er fan, no doubt about it.
And you just said something that has stuck with me, Sonny. If you do, if they get to the juncture to where Pearsall comes back, Brock Purdy comes back, and IU comes back, then you're thinking, man, what was this all for in regard to all this experience we got? And Mac Jones, what is he, Stoney 5-2 as a starter?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you hope when Purdy comes back that's an upgrade, but, you know, just from my intel, I feel like he might be ready this weekend.
What's your intel?
I don't want to give up my, you know, good guy never gives up sources, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
But Purdy's going to start against the Rams?
No, I'm feeling like he's got a good chance. Chance than he's had in the last
few
weeks.
Are you feeling
here.
That way, or is your source feeling
my,
that way?
My sources.
Your Thank sources you, yeah. feel like yeah. he's going to play.
Yeah.
Okay.
He you, and a she sources.
You heard it. You heard it here first. Hey, Shanny, how is Mac Jones?
I thought Matt did a hell of a job. Extremely efficient what he was doing, going against a real tough pass rush. Probably only one negative play in the game, just the fumble there at the end of the second quarter. Hell of a play by, I think it was Brian Burns who did it. But Mac played really well, took care of the ball, got the ball to the right guys, and made a couple plays with his legs, too.
How come he's out of breath?
Give it to me again.
I thought Matt did a hell of a job. Extremely efficient what he was doing, going against a real tough pass rush. Probably only one negative play in the game, just the fumble there at the end of the second quarter. Hell of a play by, I think it was Brian Burns who did it. But Mac played really well, took care of the ball, got the ball to the right guys, and made a couple plays with his legs, too.
Sound like Kuminga at halftime the other night. They interviewed him at half. He was winded, too.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he was running off, but he's happy, man. Like I said, Stoney, I don't know where this season is going. I'm getting a lot of pushback on the upgrade when Purdy does come back, when that initial when that situation happens. But, I mean, let's just put a rat on the table brought to you by Atco Pest Control. I mean, how high has Mac Jones set the bar? I mean, this team's 5-2 with him, Stoney. Do you dare ever, if you're a coach, say, let's just continue to ride with Mac? Or is it my guy's ready? Here go the keys, Brock. And we got your back. But if you ain't right, we can make some changes on the fly. I'm just wondering, man. He was different. He was great yesterday.
Yeah, I feel like, and I know you never give in on a game, but that game against the Rams sets up for me as a real tough game back for Purdy.
Oh man.
I think it is. I think, and you know, it's funny. I went on, get the drop ready. I went on KTVU this morning.
Yeah, I heard.
And Castaneda goes, Sal Castaneda says, well, this is a lose-lose for Kyle Shanahan. And I said, how? And he said, well, if you play Mac Jones on Thursday and you lose, people are going to say Brock should have, I'm sorry, Sunday.
Yeah.
People are going to say Brock should have played. And, of course, if Brock plays and he loses, everybody's going to say, why did you go away from the guy who was winning games for you?
Norm texted
me. I said, that's football.
Yeah.
Welcome to the NFL and the quarterback carousel.
Yeah. But, I mean, they don't care about the noise.
What did Norm say?
You did a good job. Your hair was looking good. No, seriously. But he had a problem with this tall tailor myth that's growing about our show. Sal, before he signed off, said, hopefully – you can get a word in edgewise with the guru.
Mm.
And Evan smiled, too. We both, it's a crock of you know what, Stoney.
Okay.
You talk twice as much as me on
the show. Sure.
But why did Si have to go there?
Because he actually listens.
Why ain't no brothers on the wall?
Because he listens to the show. He's got a good sense of the ratio.
We need to have him come in for an hour in studio. Pull up.
You know what?
No, I'm serious.
You know what?
I
got an idea.
We need to get more creative as a show.
How about something like this? We'll get him in here once a week at 1 o'clock, and okay. I'll just roll at 1 o'clock.
Well, you did that last week. Billy Joel.
1:30.
No, it wasn't Billy Idol.
Yeah, exactly. The offensive line played a pretty good game.
They did.
According to Shanahan. Let's hear what he said about Spencer Burford and the line.
It seemed like he did real well. Excited to watch him there on the plane, but only one came up. I thought that wasn't all his fault. I'm just with the full slide there on one of the sacks, but felt like he did well in the run and pass game. I was excited to get him back.
I mean, 39 rushes for 159 yards total. And I'm sorry, Steiny, let's just say this, a lot of this game and a lot of the things that Niner fans like from an offensive standpoint are because New York's fight. Who gives a damn? This builds confidence. These dudes are all human. You got a big showdown with the Rams after you beat them in L.A., so I know they're waiting for you. But the bottom line is, Steiny, I could care less, especially because the Niners in that, to, you know, that list, that Carfax report of who they're without, not just for games, you know, for the season. Like, I'm not feeling sorry, and I think the Niners took advantage of that, and I'm not going to make too big of a deal about the two touchdown drives at the end of the game after they went up 17.
I mean, honestly, when, you know, you say, oh, these games are building confidence, I wonder. Mm. They play the Rams next week, and they're going to have a lot of young players on defense playing against L.A. next week.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And, you know, I wonder if that confidence can't get shattered pretty quickly by a really, really good offense.
Right.
And they
That'll be the test this week is where you're going.
They have not faced a really good offense since, what, the first time they played the Rams? I guess Houston's offense was okay. But their defense is really what they hang their hat on.
And so. I know it's Victory Monday, Steiny, so you just got me fired up, obviously. I stay fired up, but I'm fired up for this game, and I'm trying to revel in the victory yesterday. I just got to double back to Mac Jones. Because it's the Rams and such an important game, do you kind of just go status quo, even if Brock was healthy, and just kind of say, hey, maybe we'll let Mac do this one and then bring you back after against Carolina? I know that's down the road, but I can't stop thinking about it. Like, Mac was dealing yesterday, and he has been dealing for the most part since he's been under center.
Do you think Kyle Shanahan knows who's going to be his quarterback next Sunday? I don't.
That is, wow. I had nothing for you. Thank you, Evan. Now, why do you feel like he does it?
Because I think Brock Purdy is close, and Mac Jones is coming off quarterback in five straight games.
Yeah.
And
no rust.
They don't know if... They don't know if Purdy's ready or not.
Let me take you one step further, Kyle.
I think you just answered your own question.
Do you think Kyle has a preference? Like, if we could read in his heart, who, even if Brock's ready, do you think there's part of him that's like,
I don't know if he has a preference, but I'm pretty sure he's going to be committed to playing the healthier quarterback.
All right.
And, you know, I saw Mac limping again. But what's new?
I mean, that's just who he is at this point, man.
But the one thing is, like, the one thing I can't imagine is Brock Purdy quarterback in that game yesterday and looking any better than Mac Jones.
Well, the O-line was blocking. The O-line was blocking, and the ball was coming out. Man, they had to,
I mean, the Niners were get to me, Stoney, whatever they wanted. They were pounding the ball, short passing game to set up for the long passes. And Juwan Jennings looked as fresh as he has all year, man.
This is Shanahan on responding to the Giants' opening drive.
It's not like we had some big pump-up thing that we need to start hitting, but they definitely felt it more after that first drive. You know, the first drive was a very rough one. You know, I thought it was such a big play Jordan Watkins made. I think it was like second and 20. We don't make that completion there. And the odds are you're not getting it on third and 20 or third and 15, whatever it was. So that was a huge down. And also, we were going to punt. I thought it was fourth and two, but it moved up a little bit, half a yard. It was huge again, that sneak on the fourth down and answer. And then after that, the Divas were impressive all game.
Yeah, and you got away with Juszczyk being offsides or moving early.
Look at you.
On their tush push impersonation.
What if I told you the Niners had yesterday chunky but funky, Stoney, 16 plays or 10 yards or more? Would you say, goo, they're playing the Giants?
I'd say, goo, they're playing the Giants, but they had 16 plays like that.
10 or more yards, man.
888-957-9570 is the number. San Francisco 49ers, ladies and gentlemen, are 6-3 after a victory against the Giants, 34-24. Mac Jones might have been his best game of the seven that he's quarterbacked, but certainly if it wasn't the best, it was up there. And now Kyle Shanahan may have a decision on his hands for Sunday's game against the Rams. And we'll find out probably as the week goes on, like we always do. And who's going to quarterback next week? I have no earthly idea. None.
But we'll get a report, like Wednesday.
The real question is
who's out there?
The real question is if both quarterbacks say, hey, I feel good. I feel real good.
And Brock to get to that.
Who did you think?
Yeah, and he traveled. That had to let you know he's feeling a little better, right?
All right, the kickoff show this Sunday with Hall of Fame nominee Lorenzo Neal and Evan Giddings starts at 11 a.m. live from Laughing Monk in Sunnyvale. All the earlier games will be on. Great food, great drinks, and games in the parking lot. If you're going to the game, we have a free shuttle for you from Laughing Monk to the stadium and back. That's right, a free shuttle. Sign up now at 957thegame.com. First come, first serve. And the last home game filled up very quickly. So go sign up now for that free shuttle. And that's at 957thegame.com. Once again, 888-957-9570 is the number. We got a quarterback issue. Who's quarterbacking next week? How do you think Mac Jones did yesterday?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.